Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. We've got a special podcast for you today. We are focusing on one person. His name is Howie Roseman. He's the Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he gave me an opportunity to sit down and ask him any question I could think of, and that's exactly what I did. So without further ado, take a listen. It's the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro, Episode 5. Howie, this is the Eagles Live Podcast, Episode 5. Isn't this a thrill to be here?
I love it, Dave. Podcast, my first career podcast.
Great. I love what you've done with The Office. It's good to be here in the NovaCare Complex. We've got some snow falling on this day. I want to ask you, I want to start with this. What's on your mind right now with the advent of the combine, free agency is not too far away, the draft? I mean, it seems like it's all right on top of you.
Well, the first thing is understanding the kind of people that we have here on the coaching staff. Coach has done a great job of bringing in people here, tremendous leaders, tremendous coaches, and getting them up to speed and hearing what they have to say about our team, their evaluations of our team, and then where we are for free agency and then the draft. And then at the same time, all the people that are in personnel that are dealing with the salary cap, that are dealing with our players, trainers, equipment, security, strength and conditioning, sports science, all those people, and just all of us kind of moving forward together and figuring out what's important. And we got to keep the main thing for us here, and that's building this team and doing things like extending the players that we think are core players, not only for 2016, but hopefully for 2017, 2018, and having a chance to compete over a period of time.
So you've done that, and I've looked it up, and the Eagles have extended more players than any team in the league in this offseason. Some young, a couple of older players as well. What's the strategy with that approach?
Well, how about this, Dave? It's kind of like when you find the person you're going to marry. It's kind of like, if you're going to do it anyway, what are you waiting for? You know, get started with your life. And that was our conversations with Coach when he went and evaluated the team. I mean, these are players that we didn't want to leave here, whether they are free agents this year or next year. And so if we were going to build with them, then why not get that under control now at a moment that you could do it? And so it's all part of having a plan, not only for 2016, but having a plan going forward. And obviously our scouting staff, our coaches have a huge play in this. And that's what we've kind of gone into the first part of the offseason when we could do stuff to effectuate change.
So by doing that, you've gone into the draft of 2012 with Michael Kendricks and Vinnie Curry, 2013, Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz, Benny Logan, Fletcher Cox, we know is a big story out there. They obviously are the drafts that you say, this is our core. And you're trying to retain as many of those players as possible. When you look back at those drafts, are they the core? Do you see that as the core of this roster moving forward?
Well, it's interesting because when you go back and you look at some of the perspective I got this year was, what does that really mean, you know, and how many players could that be? And you're usually talking about somewhere between 10 to 12 guys that can be part of the core, but it's constantly evolving because of the nature of the game and the nature of when systems change. But when you talk about those guys from those two drafts, they play difference-making positions. They've been in our system in terms of being in the building, obviously different systems offensively, defensively, as we changed our coaching staff. But you know what you're getting with these guys. You know what kind of players they are. You know what kind of people they are. And you've watched them grow and continue to grow, and they're still young guys. So certainly members of our core, but would hate to exclude others who are also members of our core that weren't drafted in those two drafts.
With all those signings, Howie, how have you been able to retain the flexibility within the salary cap? And for that matter, how would you describe the state of the salary cap as it looks from your perspective?
It's challenging as we go forward here this year and next, but the name of the game is to have good players and to keep good players. And we have to make sure that we're able to do that, not only again for this season, but as we get into 2017 and 2018, knowing that we're keeping these guys. And so our salary cap situation, probably a little bit different dynamic than it had been the last few years, really probably since I've been here. But at the same time, we have to maintain some flexibility to make sure that we take care of positions that are really important to this team going forward.
What is that different dynamic in the salary cap?
Probably a little tighter than it had been in the past. We had gotten accustomed to pushing over a lot of money. It's going to be much more difficult to do that. We still have a couple of things that we'd like to do here in this offseason. But when you look at it, it's also the nature of where the league's going. And as you look at free agency, teams have done a tremendous job of trying to maintain their players, sign them a little bit earlier. And so the free agent market doesn't have the same kind of quality maybe that it had 3 or 4 years ago. And as we look at that, not only this year, but going forward, we felt like the best way to use our resources was to invest in the people we know really well.
Great segue, Howie, for Fletcher Cox. Been the big top topic of conversation. As you sit here today, what are your thoughts on Fletcher and his future as an Eagle?
Fletcher's a great player. There's no doubt about that. He can play in any scheme. He's a great person. He's a huge asset to the Philadelphia Eagles, and we want him here long term. There's no question, and he knows that. We feel that way. Obviously, don't want to get into contract negotiations other than to say that he's someone who's extremely important to this franchise and someone that we have every intention of being here for a long period of time.
Is it particularly an involved, or I don't know how you describe the state of the negotiation or the level of what could be the contract? Is it a big one? Is it an involved one? Or are there others that you would compare it to, Howie, that you've done in the past? Because you know how fans want to have this thing done yesterday.
So do I. So do you, you know, and it's just sometimes these things take longer because they are complicated when you're not talking about $1-3 million a year player and then the dynamic of the years under contract and everything that goes into a negotiation. But there's no question what kind of player he is and what kind of person he is and how important he is to this team and how important it is for all of us here to have him here going forward.
Is this kind of contract fun to do with all these different dynamics and all the things swirling around and the sheer size of the deal?
It means you have really good players. So for sure, you know, it's enjoyable when you're talking about guys who are great players and can play in any scheme and are great people and help change the game. No question. The more of those you do, the more fun they are. But again, you wish they were just kind of 5-minute conversations and how quick can we get it done? But it doesn't always work that way.
On the other side of the football, the quarterback position, obviously the most important one on the field. Sam Bradford's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent in a few weeks here. Lots of chatter out there about it. What are your thoughts on how things stand with Sam?
Well, one of the huge benefits that our scouting staff has and we have as we make decisions is not only do we have great evaluators in our personnel department, but when you talk about Coach, when you talk about Frank, when you talk about Flip, you know, those guys, their history of playing the position and evaluating the quarterback position, and that's all part of our decision making. And we've all been clear that we like Sam and we'd like to have him back. It goes then between all of us and whether we can figure something out that makes sense on both sides. And sometimes, you know, we get in a situation where we sit here and what makes sense from the team's perspective, but when you're talking about a negotiation, it's also got to work for the other side and the player, and we understand that. But hopefully this will all work out and we'll look at that depth chart when we line up here in July and be really excited about the position.
There was a report that the team is planning on not using the franchise tag on Sam and that the Eagles are, quote, expected to inquire about adding quarterback Nick Foles. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's our job as we run this team, as we help kind of put it together, to look at every option at that position. You sit in the office right now and there's not a lot of names on the quarterback depth chart that are under contract right now. And so we got to look at every option. We got to look at every possibility, and they go from starting possibilities to backup possibilities to who's going to be our third. You know, we take four to camp. We got one right now on our roster. And so we got to bring quarterbacks in here. So every discussion that we're having isn't necessarily only on the basis of who's going to be a starter. It's also going to be who's going to be here to compete and add depth and value to that position.
What's it been like to work with Doug and his coaching staff? And what are you seeing from Doug as he settles into the job, learns every day, and grows into the role of being the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
He starts with tremendous communication and leadership ability. When you talk to him, seeing how his mind works and how he thinks about things and kind of the positive atmosphere that he tries to create on and off the field. And he's brought a bunch of coaches who feel the same way. And we are all feeding off their energy. Now, this is the time of year where we're in here. It's a national holiday today, and it's fun to come to work to kind of figure out how we're going to build it. And we understand that there's obstacles that we have to go through, but it's fun doing that all together as we go forward here. And we have really good people here, and now it's got to all come together.
I will ask you about the quarterbacks at a later date in the draft, but I wondered for free agency when it starts March 9th, do you think it's going to be a buyer's market or a seller's market?
Oh, Dave, you know, I think the days of the buyer's markets are gone. Again, it goes back to the situation where we're in throughout the league. Probably a little bit more room than had been there 3 or 4 years ago. And then because of the amount of players that have been signed by their own team, teams have done a great job of identifying players on their own roster, trying to sign them a little bit early and moving forward. So it's a hard way to build your team through free agency because all you need is two teams and all of a sudden you're in a bidding war. And for us, we're going to look at every opportunity to improve our football team, but also look at it as kind of a long-term decision for our team so that we're in a good position, not only in the short term, but in the long term.
Eagles fans have been extraordinarily patient. This team has not won a Super Bowl. And that's really the angst that everyone feels. And we feel it in the building. That's the only goal that matters.
No question. It's incredibly difficult as you look through it. But you have to give yourself a shot. I know that some of the frustration about when's the last time we've won a playoff game. But when you get yourself into the tournament every year, you have the opportunity to win double-digit games and then get there and get on a run. Historically, those are the teams that end up winning it. You see it this year with Denver again. Denver had a lot of adversity during the season. I mean, they played two quarterbacks. You know, at one point, it was a question whether they were going to make the playoffs, let alone, you know, win the division or have a home field advantage. So for us, if we get a team that's continually in the playoffs and then gets a chance to go on a hot streak and we build a team with that in mind, you know, that gives us our best chance.
Howie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
The Eagles Live podcast is produced by Brian Thomas. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E!